الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أم المؤمنين صفية بنت عدي رضي الله تعالى عنها وأنهن قالت Today is a hadith with regard to that a person should not allow people to get doubts on him. He should try his best that he lives his life in such a way that he doesn't give an occasion to people that they have doubts on him. This is also a very important aspect of life. Hazrat our mother Ummul Mu'mineen Safiya bint Hui radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates and says كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معتكفا. On one occasion Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم was in اعتكاف. فأتيته أزوره ليلا. She says, I went to him to visit him. It was part of the night, any time of the night, to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was his wife, the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she went in to visit him. فَحَدَّثْتُهُ ثُمَّ قُمْتُ لِأَنْ قَلِبَ. I spoke to him, visited him, then I stood up now to leave and go away. فَقَامَ مَعِي لِيَقْلِبَنِي. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accompanied me just till the borders of the masjid to see me off. فَمَرَّ الرَّجُلَانِ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُمَا. And it happened at that time two men of the Ansar also passed there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Hazrat Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, his wife, and two men of the Ansar happened to pass at that time. فَلَمَّا رَأَيَا النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَسْرَعَ. When they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together with Hazrat Safiya, she was in parda, they did not know it was Hazrat Safiya, so they started walking a bit faster. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, عَلَى رِسْلِكُمَا, that take it easy. Why are you walking so fast? Take it easy. إِنَّهَا صَفِيَّ بِنْتَ حُوِي. This is Safiya, the daughter of Hui. In other words, it is my wife. I'm standing here with my wife. فَقَالَ those two Sahaba, the Ansar said, Subhanallah, Ya Rasulullah, Allah is pure, O Allah's Rasul, that we didn't think anything bad, that you are with a strange woman, or with a, who is this woman that you are with? It's part of the night, and she is standing here with you. It's impossible for us to think like that. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is a very important point that we should remember, فَقَالْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَجْرِي مِنْ إِبْنِ عَادَمَ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ. That shaitan moves in the body of the son of Adam just like blood moves in it. In other words, shaitan is with a person also all the time. As with blood, it has to move, and without blood moving, a person won't live. As we are sitting now, our blood in our body is moving all the time, and at a very great speed it is moving. And that is why all the organs of the body are functioning, we are functioning, etc. Like that, shaitan also is working on a person all the time. وَإِنِّي خَشِيْتُ أَيَّقْذِفَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمَا شَرًّا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I fear that shaitan will put some evil thoughts in you. And that this is with some other woman, that I'm standing with other woman. أو قال شيئًا, or that he will put some other things into your heart. Hazrat Ibn Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great commentator of hadith, stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified to the two Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that the woman was his wife. He made it clear that it's my wife, it's permissible for me to be with her. Because even the slightest form of suspicion regarding his blessed being would have been detrimental to the iman. If a person gets the slightest doubt about any aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can lose his iman also. And today everyone says whatever he wants to with regard to anyone, and we don't think about our iman, what is the state of our iman. Just to make statements is very easy about any person, about great, great ulama, great, great personalities also. We just pass any remarks that we want to. And these things can be extremely dangerous for us. Of course, nobody is in the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is absolute. He was kept pure by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. But other people also, with regard to our parents, for example. Today has come a time when a person speaks bad about his own parents also, about anyone. So these things are very important also, that we keep in mind what we speak. The tongue is a very, very, very small little piece of flesh, which Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, "Jismuhu sagir wa jurmuhu kabir." It is a small piece of flesh, but the sin of the tongue is very, very big. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be the stung that will make people to be flung into the fire of Jahannam. So we have to be very careful what we speak, etc. Shaitan flows in the body of man like blood. This means that he moves in the body of man like blood flows in the blood vessels of the body. Allama Tibi rahmatullah alayhi states that it means that just as blood flows easily throughout the body, Shaitan spares no effort in attempting to lead man astray. If he doesn't make you make a guna, he makes you think bad about other people. And this is also very common. We have so much of suspicion, so much of doubt of other people. And this is also the work of Shaitan. And that is a thing which we hardly think of a guna. If we ourselves make a guna, we know it's a guna. We accept it. Hopefully we'll make tawbah also. But when we think bad about somebody else, we hardly think of it as a guna. And that is very, 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 very dangerous. Based on this hadith, the ulama have stated that people should go the extra mile to avoid places of suspicion and doubt. To go to such places also, where people can get a doubt about you, you must be careful. Don't give a chance to people also. Try and live in such a way that people don't get a chance that they doubt you also. And that is for the person. And for other people, it comes that when we have doubts about people, and we accuse them, whether it is in our minds, which is called badgumani. On the day of Qiyamah, for that we will have to give a proof, we will have to substantiate it. And if we think good about somebody, we get the sawab and we won't have to give proof. If we think good of somebody, but when we think bad about somebody, then just by thinking bad, we'll have to present the proof on the day of Qiyamah. And it will be impossible to get any proof anywhere, and then we will be facing charges in the court of Allah. May Allah guide us to the whole of deen, and let us keep all these. They look like small points, but they are very important, and let us keep them in mind.